There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with updates from the United States, where the American Jewish Committee, the AJC, has called for a plan to be actioned urgently under the heading A Call to Action Against Anti-Semitism, the aim of which is to alert society as a whole and government structures to an alarming surge in recent anti-Semitic activities. The ACJ reports that their latest State of Anti-Semitism in America report shows that 90% of respondents believe that anti-Semitism is a major problem in the United States. Although Jews amount to 2% of the population, they are, according to the FBI, subject to 55% of religious hate crimes. The majority of American Jews have also been found to change their behavior in public, such as wearing a Star of David or a kippah, for fear of being victimized. The organization has pointed out that by failing the Jewish population, this in turn reflects on a failure to protect America's democracy. The Ukrainian embassy in Israel is once again urging worshippers not to travel to the city of Amman for the annual Hasidic pilgrimage to the tomb site of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov during September's Jewish New Year celebrations. Every year, thousands of worshippers from Israel, the United States, and other countries visit the tomb during Rosh Hashanah. And despite recent warnings by Israeli and Ukrainian officials about the possibility of Russian strikes, at least 100 Jewish pilgrims are so far reported to have arrived in Oman. In the meantime, Ukraine's domestic security services has assured worshippers that it has conducted anti-terrorist and security training at the religious site in Oman in anticipation of the arrival of a large number of pilgrims during the Jewish New Year. Moving on to news from across the border in Russia, where rabbis in the Federation of the Jewish Community in Russia have passed a resolution urging an end to the war in the Ukraine, which they believe could negatively impact on Russian Jews based on social instability in the region and could then lead to insecurity and fear within the community. The resolution follows months of increased tension between Russia and Israel over the Russian Ministry of Justice's intention to close the Jewish agency in Moscow based on unfounded allegations that it maintains a database of information on Russian citizens. The resolution also called on other rabbis to avoid protesting Russia's assault on the Ukraine. In July, Russia's chief rabbi, Pinchas Goldschmidt, left for Israel after criticizing the country's actions in Ukraine. It is imperative to invest strengthening Jewish education in the diaspora. This has been concluded by an Israeli think tank and has strongly recommended the Israeli government contributes to such a cause. The curricula is to specifically focus on the history of modern diasporic and Jewish life outside of Israel, which will also involve Israeli public schools. The Jewish People Policy Institute recently released these findings, which included discussions with over 300 Jewish leaders and young leaders and influencers in North America, Australia, and Israel. Participants also noted a detachment between the Jewish diaspora and Israeli Jews and felt that Israelis seem uninterested in diaspora Jews and their needs. Participants also called for the increased involvement of Israel in educating and preserving the connection with Israel and the heritage of the Jewish people. Also to financially assist those who wish to study in Jewish schools or participate in Jewish summer camps and assist in teaching Hebrew. And finally, what comes to mind when you hear of a steaming bowl of chicken soup, or crispy flaky schnitzel, or rich chocolate ruchlach? Sounds like traditional Jewish comfort food, right? Well, Shannon Sarna, the editor of the popular Jewish food blog The Nosher, has now released a second cookbook called Modern Jewish Comfort Food, and it combines traditional Jewish recipes with an added flavor from other dishes. For example, Sarna's shakshuka, an Israeli tomato and egg-based dish, which can be modified into a Mexican-inspired version or a smoky vegan version. Or perhaps Yemenite-style classic chicken soup, which includes ingredients such as ginger paste and marrow bones. A site also regularly publishes content on international Jewish cuisine, which enables her to introduce that diasporic flavor to her own recipes. Well, Sarna hopes that the book proves relatable, unpretentious, and presents easy recipes, which also defines other cultures whilst at the same time retains traditional Jewish food recipes whilst combining with other global tastes. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.